Welcome to Queer Words. This is Wayne Goodman, and on this episode, I have the delightful pleasure of conversing with Jess Fosatag. Hey, Jess.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Can we start by having you tell the listeners just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am from Fort Collins, Colorado, originally. I ended up moving to Boulder for school for college, and then I got my degree in art there. After that, I've been doing freelance art. Now I have a book out.
Yay! This is Queer Words, and I do ask my guests, what qualifies you as queer?
I came out in the 10th grade. Ever since then, I've been on a journey with my queerness and how I identify.
Okay. When did you first accept being queer?
I first realized that I was queer when I was 15 or 16. It was a process figuring out how I wanted to identify, and then I picked the label as bisexual at the time, and now as I've grown up and gone through college and started figuring out my identity and who I am more, it's evolving, and I've adapted to the word queer for an overarching term.
But what about acceptance? When did you come to terms with that for yourself?
Honestly, pretty recently. I think I've really started to accept it. When I was younger, it was more of a I'm figuring this out kind of thing and seeing where that was going to take me. As I worked my art into my love for the queer community and feminism, that was when I began accepting that as part of my reality.
Who might some of your queer hero figures be, or queeros or sheroes?
Honestly, I think everybody that's queer is a hero in their own type of way, because society always is pushing back against us. Just existing is resistance. So I would say anyone that's queer could be a hero. Personally, I really love drag. Some of my queeros would be drag artists. I really love Sasha Velour. She works with art and integrating that with social justice, all that good stuff.
What about literary influences?
I don't know if I have a list of literary influences. I don't do a whole lot of writing in my life. I've just started getting back into that.
What inspired you to begin writing?
Probably reading again was the jump back into that whole realm. I journal a little bit here and there, and that's been nice for me to figure out how I'm feeling about my identity and my relationships in my life and all that good stuff. Realizing that writing is a good way to get my feelings and emotions out.
How does queerness impact your writing?
I exist as a queer person, so I think anything that I'm going to write is going to be from that perspective. My art is super queer, and that's my whole philosophy. Anything that's going to be combined with writing and art is going to be queer.
Can you tell us a little bit about your process in preparing your book for publication?
Sure. First, I work with the illustration agency, and they reached out with the idea from the publication. They wanted to make some kind of book with affirmations and queerness. Here's this idea. Would you want to do it? All my art account on Instagram is about what I mostly make. I was super excited about it. But sorry, with that initial reach out for the idea, I did a lot of sketches first. They told me they wanted a certain amount of affirmations in the book and that I had to come up with X number of affirmations. Some of them were going to be illustrated, but not all of them. They wanted sketches for the illustrations, all of the list of affirmations, so they could kind of figure out what the book was going to be segmented into. I've started first with the drawings, which was definitely my favorite part because I am an artist, so I love drawing. I made a sample illustration for them and did the full color with the affirmation included in it. I had to write the introduction and what affirmations are and explaining why they're important and why they're great for queer people. That was a sit down and write kind of thing. I spent a certain amount of time simply writing all that out and making sure I had all that information for people and that it made sense.
How did you come up with these affirmations?
There's a lot of them. It did take quite some time to figure out how to make so many without them overlapping too much. I tried to think of almost like a mind map where you start with one idea and then that branches into another subsection. I was trying to think of different categories of the queer experience and what people might go through so I could touch on every little aspect of it because I wanted it to be as inclusive as possible. Very intersectional. I was trying to think of all the different little aspects and what I could pull from each one to make specific affirmations to the community.
Are there affirmations that you feel strongest about, things that resonate with you?
There's so many of them, and I think that a lot of them resonate with a lot of people. There's definitely ones that are a little bit more specific. There's ones that are pretty simple that speak to me. There's one that says, I'm queer enough. That always is good to hear. Being queer gives me strength. That's a good one. other ones about how it's okay to be fluid in your identity and change your mind about things, because I think that's something that a lot of queer people, me included, struggle with, because you feel stuck to a label. It's okay to be fluid.
How did you come up with I'm queer enough?
Thinking about being a younger queer person and things that I wish that I would have said to myself or heard from others at that point in my life. As an adult, you can reparent yourself in that sense, where you can give yourself what you feel like you would have needed as a child. For queer people, it's important to give yourself that affirmation of you are queer enough, no matter what happened in your life, no matter where you are now.
Do you want to talk about your body of work?
My art mostly exists online, which is kind of interesting because I started as a traditional artist with drawing, and I used to use markers and stuff. Then it evolved into digital art. My Instagram account is the main place where I put my art into the world and people see it the most there. Other than that, I do freelance art. Companies will come to me and they'll say, hey, could you make a drawing about this or whatever? And I'll do that for them. I've done some commercial work. I've done work for Facebook, Ulta, the Miss Foundation for Women, Doc Martens.
If people want to buy your book, where can they find it?
They should be able to find it at their local Barnes if they have them available there, or they can find it online.
I'm hoping you're going to share some of your work with us.
Sure. A Guide to Affirmations. You're probably excited to jump right into affirmations and get started on your empowerment journey. But before you discover the profound effects affirmations can have on your life, you need to know a bit more about them. Here, you'll explore what affirmations are, as well as their significance. You'll see why affirmations are such compelling tools for personal growth and empowerment, especially for queer individuals, and you'll discover how affirmations can help you release internalized shame and change your perspective on life. With affirmations by your side, you'll be able to navigate the complexities of your identity and reclaim your power in a world that often seeks to marginalize and silence you. Remember, this book is not just a passive reading experience. It is an invitation for you to actively engage with these affirmations and integrate them into your daily life. By consistently practicing affirmations, you can harness their strength and create positive changes in your mindset and life. Embrace the journey of self-discovery, self-acceptance, and self-empowerment that awaits you. So what are affirmations? Sure, you may be wondering how a few words and pictures in a book can change your life, but believe it, that is just how powerful affirmations can be. Affirmations are short, positive statements that, when repeated over and over to yourself, can actually alter your way of thinking and change the way you feel about yourself. Affirmations are meant to counteract and challenge your negative thoughts. By stopping the negativity in its tracks and replacing it with uplifting, peaceful, and joyous thoughts, you are rewriting the negative thoughts and shame that may be plaguing you and transforming your life in the process. Affirmations serve as reminders of your worth and your unique identities and help you embrace who you truly are. Affirmations have actually been used for thousands of years. The ancient Hindus and Buddhists used mantras, repeated words or phrases, as part of meditation and as a way to quiet the mind. Affirmations are similar to mantras because you can repeat them for a more positive state of mind. During the 19th century, the use of affirmations became popular as people discovered the power of positive thinking. Then, in the 20th century, the practice of affirmations exploded as people around the world began using affirmations to improve their lives. Why are affirmations important for queer people? Affirmations are not only important because they help you grow a positive mindset, boost your self-confidence, and support your personal growth, they can also help you respond to threats. Affirmations allow you to feel more resilient and adaptive to your environment and any challenges that you might face. As queer people, having these abilities is crucial. Having the tools to feel confident and happy and create the life you deserve is incredibly powerful for queer people. We will always deal with negativity and discrimination, but if you have a tool belt of positive affirmations to counteract that negativity, you can be unstoppable. No one can teach you to be yourself, so it's crucial that you give yourself the support and encouragement that you deserve as a queer individual. You can always rely on yourself, and having positive and affirming phrases to come back to when things get tough can be very helpful and comforting. Affirmations for queer people can help provide a safe space for self-exploration and self-expression. The affirmations in this book address a wide range of unique challenges you might face as a queer person. Releasing shame. As a queer person, you have no doubt been exposed to shame and negativity from others. In order to be able to create belonging with our community, you must first be able to release and unlearn this internalized shame. Using affirmations can help you talk positively to yourself and encourage yourself, making you a more empowered and confident individual. By doing this, you create a ripple effect that inspires other queer people to find self-love too. It is important for queer individuals to be intentional with unlearning the shame and stigmas placed upon them because that is exactly what society does not want. The patriarchal and heteronormative society we live in is afraid of anything outside of those norms, so being able to unlearn the shame that comes with being different is going to be a way to create change. Queer people have been silenced throughout history, and the only way for us to make change in the world is to use our voices and be seen and heard. Loving yourself despite the hatred of others is such an effective way to counteract discrimination. If everyone who is queer could be proud of that fact, we could all come together in self-love and have the capacity to fight back against hate. By being queer and proud, and arming yourself with the right mental tools like affirmations to exist in a world that tries to tear you down, you are claiming your power back. Examining intersectionality. The affirmations in this book will also help you appreciate and embrace the intersectionality in the queer community. Intersectionality is a term coined by the leading scholar of critical race theory and activist Kimberly Crenshaw. It is a lens through which you can examine how everyone has intersecting parts of their identities that affect each other. For example, the experiences of queer individuals intersect with other aspects of their identities, such as race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, disability, and more. Intersectionality acknowledges that these different dimensions of identity can shape persons' lived experiences and the challenges they face. The queer community is very diverse and encompasses people from various backgrounds, each with their own unique set of struggles and triumphs. By recognizing and celebrating the diversity within the community, the affirmations in this book can help everyone feel seen, validated, and empowered to embrace their multiple identities. The affirmations you will read aim to address a wide range of challenges that queer individuals might face. Hopefully, you can see yourself in some of the affirmations in this book and affirm yourself in all of your overlapping identities. It is through this inclusivity that we can foster a sense of belonging and unity within the queer community.
What is your involvement in the queer communities?
My involvement is the way that I do activism online. I make art that's very activist forward. I share that with people, and I feel like I have a hand in educating others because the internet is so wide and so many people can see so many different things on the internet. It's how I get to people through my art and sharing that online.
How do you use social media to promote your work?
I use Instagram the most, probably. That's where I have the most followers. I try to post on there 1 to 2 times a week at least. It is hard to keep on a schedule with that, with making art, but I try to consistently post on there and interact with everyone in the comments as much as I can and answer people in DMs and stuff.
What do you like to read?
I like to read young adult queer novels. I loved young adult when I was younger. I really loved reading when I was younger. And then as I grew up, I stopped doing that for some reason. I got away from it. Now I've rediscovered my love for that. It's been fun to dive back into YA novels, but from a queer perspective.
Do you have any words of wisdom to pass along to other queer writers?
Yeah, keep going, because everyone needs to hear queer stories. We don't get enough of them, honestly. Everyone's voice is super powerful and important. Even if you feel like you don't have much to say, your perspective is enough.
And you're queer enough.
Mm-hmm.
I will say thank you, Jess Vosseltag.
Thank you.